This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Yes, brother. Brother, I want to ask you regarding the angels. Is there any ranking between them, and there is any superiority among them?
Right. With regards to the superiority or the degree or the ranks between the angels, yes. As we have discussed, that there are ranks, there is a degree, there is a level among the messengers, the prophets and messengers. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, it is not upon our discretion. It is not we who can say, okay, this angel is greater than the other angel. This greater is lesser than the other angel. We are not in the judging panel. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of humans, the creator of jinn, the creator of angels, who will give the degree, the level, and the ranks to whom He wills. And we know Angel Gabriel, he was assigned the greatest of all missions, that is the bringing down the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And about Angel Gabriel, who is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, whoever is an enemy of Jibreel is my enemy. Whoever is enemy of Jibreel, whoever doubts Jibreel, whoever curses or disbelieves in Jibreel, is a disbeliever in me. So as Muslims, as believers, we need to believe in all the malaika. Although some of them we might not know, but they are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us, as an article of faith, as one of the pillars of Iman, it is must for us to believe in all these angels and to believe that some angels are preferred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the rest. Hope that answers your question.
Yes, brother. Do the angels pray for the righteous people and cursing on the evil ones?
Right. This is a very important question. You see, angels, as we know, are assigned and designated and appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some angels, they pray for us. If we do good, they pray for us. And if we do bad, they curse upon us. What are those kinds of people whom the angels, they pray? The people who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who are righteous, who do good acts, who do good deeds. These are the people whom angels, they pray for them. They pray for those people who care for others. For example, as I've mentioned, a people, when they go to visit the sick, the angels, they open their wings and they welcome them. They pray for these kind of people. They pray also for those people who take care of their parents. The angels, they pray for them. The angels also pray for those kind of people who are absolutely sincere and do the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they report back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating, O Allah, your slave. Although Allah knows everything, but they report back to Allah. They say, these are the slaves of yours, O Allah. They are remembering you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He remembers them. He asked the creation of the heavens to remember us. This is the kind of people also deserves the prayer of angel. The angels, they are also who curse people. Whom do they curse? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has set up this kind of creation so that we may understand the essential part of our living and to strengthen our faith. Even though we can't see them, we have a belief in them. The angels who curse the people are those, number one, those people who found their parents, especially in old age, who found their parents in old age and they do not get Jannah. They do not get paradise. The angels, they curse upon those people who got their parents in their old age, through which by helping, being kind, being soft, being kind to them, they do not get paradise. The angels, they curse upon these kind of people. The angels, they also curse upon those who do not say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who do not send salutations and peace when the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes. When this name of Prophet comes, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if we don't send salam, if we don't send peace and salutations to Muhammad, peace be upon him, the angels, they curse those kind of people. The angels, they also curse those people who are the wrongdoers, those people who are disobedient. The angels, they also curse those people who conceal the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 159, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, curse be upon those of Allah and His angels who conceal the truth. If you know, for example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one only creator of the heavens and the earth, you know this haq, you know this truth, and if you don't share it with others, we will be cursed by the angels. So angels, they have this duty to do or to send the blessings, the prayers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they also have this duty to curse, so that we are being reminded and alarmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, so that we may be corrected. Hope that answers your question.